Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
Have no fear. There is so much negative info in the world that it instills fear in so many people that is not rooted in the word. You hear people at the work, economy is down. Yeah, you know, I've just been to the doctor. I had this bad news. More bad news. And oh, and if you switch on your TV, all you get fed with is bad news. The newspapers, they murdered here. It's all to instill fear. Even in a joke, they want to instill fear. That is Satan's tool. But you are different. You live on the mountain top because you are seated with Christ in the place of glory and dominion. Even when facing distressing times or situations, you have to live where you are seated. From the mountaintop. It's a choice to live there. You are seated there, but you can be dragged down by fear. You can be dragged down by what is getting into your ears. That is why it is so important for you to get as much as the word in you. Through your ears, I drown out the voices of fear with the voice of God. That's how I do it. I drown it out. Because hear what 1 John 5 verse 4. Give me AMPC. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. Are you born of God?
Yes.
Are you born again?
Yes.
So you're born of God? Yeah. You are. Dosi, 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 kirime kutaya bazu. Oh, you are victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Our faith. Our faith. Give me that in the NLT. For every child of God defeats this evil world. And we have achieved this victory through our faith. It is your faith that will prevail. Fear will not prevail. Fear will drag you down. Faith will lift you up. You have to live from the mountaintop. Block your ears for negativity. Block it for negativity. Don't allow negative thoughts to get into your head. That's why you can't tell me you can't do it. If you say to me you can't do it, it's impossible for you. It's like water off a duck's back. I don't believe you. I won't even respond. You say, "Hey, I can't eat that, Dini." Then I just give you that look. Sevi. Refuse to fear. Tell your neighbor, refuse to fear. Give me Luke 10, 19. Read it for me. 1, 2, 3, go. It's not a promise. It's not a promise. Then he would have said, "Look, I will give you." He's not saying that. not a promise. Everyone that is born again has got that. But they don't use it because of fear. Because of negativity that they have allowed in their ears. You know, the boss, and I've said this many times before, the boss is saying, I wanna see you and you and you tomorrow morning in my office. And immediately they go, oh, are they gonna make us redundant? I know it's going tough. I've heard these rumors have been going around, and they allow fear to enter their hearts. Well, the other one that is of faith, he's very excited. Hallelujah. The boss wants to see me tomorrow. Are you mad? He's maybe going to fire you. No, not me. Promotion is waiting for me. Increase is waiting for me. Immediately, wait. The negativity, the person with the negative, listen carefully. You in that situation, because you allow too many negative thoughts in your mind. You can't do it. It is your responsibility. God will not take the negative thoughts away. You can ask him. You can plead with him. It will not happen. As long as you are on this earth, you have an adversary. You have an enemy. And that is one of his tools. So don't take the negative thoughts. When something negative wants to enter you, immediately go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God. You don't fight thoughts with thoughts. You don't fight it with thoughts. You fight it with words, the Word of God. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. I'm going from strength to strength. Yes, promotion is mine. So when the boss wants to see us, the one that comes, are you going to make us redundant? It will happen. He will make you redundant. And the one that went in there and said, promotion is mine, he will get promotion and the increase. While you're getting fired, he will get lifted higher. The same water that killed them with Noah was the same trouble, the same water that lifted Noah higher and higher and higher and higher. The same trouble that destroyed others will not come nigh you. It cannot, because you are a child of the great I Am. Cannot come nigh you. The only time that it can have an influence on your life is when you allow it into your mind, into your head. Say, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
Now say it like you mean it.
I refuse to fear.
Tell your neighbor, take a note of what he's going to say now. Live with a consciousness that you are a partner of the divine nature. That means the life in you is divine. It's not sustained by blood, but by the Spirit of God who lives in you. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, let me say it again. Because you see, you have been among humans for too long. Yeah. You laugh, it's true. You have been among them too long. Don't you know who you are? I'm going to show you in the word now. You will see it. Live with the consciousness that you are a partner, a partaker of the divine nature. What is the divine nature? The life in God. You a partaker, you're a partner of the life that is in God, the God life. That means the life in you is divine. It's not sustained by blood. The human life is sustained by blood. Moses said, the life is in the blood. That's what he said. But watch what happened. When Jesus hanged on that cross, all his blood was drained out of his body. By the way they whipped him, by all the blood that he lost, and at the end they put a spear in his side. And the Bible says, out of his side gushed water and blood mixture, showing that his heart has ruptured. There were no more blood in that body. No more blood. They took that body, the lifeless body of the Lord Jesus, and they put it in the grave. Now look what happened. give me Romans 8:11. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit of God entered that lifeless body, that body that was used to live by blood, had no blood in it now anymore. There was no blood in it. And the Spirit entered that body and it became alive, more alive than what it was before. Watch. He says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Don't stop there. Watch. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your human body, to this mortal body. That means the human live by his blood. You that are born again. Oh, that's why you must renew your mind. You that are born again, that receive the Spirit of God, you live not by blood, but by the life-giving Spirit that is in you. That is what he's saying to the church in Rome. They didn't know who they were. He says, and just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this, by this same Spirit living within you. Paul knew this. He was different than the others. He was different than the humans that were around him. He was on a ship, and that ship wrecked, it sank, and they washed out on the shore. And then some Gentiles came to them, and they made a fire. Obviously, it was cold, clothes wet, so they want to dry themselves, and they made a fire. And Paul took some wood to put on the fire. And as he picked up the wood, a viper fastened itself, bit him, hanged on his hand. So this thing didn't just strike. It bit him and hanged on his hand. And all Paul did, he kept it over the flames and shook it off in the fire. And they knew, the inhabitants of that island knew, they have seen what happened to people that got bitten by that snake. It was only a few hours and they will swell up and they die. So they said to themselves, they said to themselves, hey, you know what? God must be angry with this guy. He escaped. He should have drowned in the sea, but he escaped death to wash out on this beach. Now God got him because that snake bit him. Then after a few hours, they said, he's a strong one. Yeah, the others didn't last this long. They didn't last this long. And then another couple of hours, they say, no, man, this guy is going on like normal. What did they do then? They said, he's a god. Because that thing that kills humans couldn't kill this man. And then Paul said to him, hey, don't worship me. Don't worship me. You only worship God. He said, I'm not a God. Paul should have said, I'm like God, but don't worship me. Worship God. Because the same life that is in God is in me. You see, it's the same life, the same spirit that raised that dead body of Jesus Christ. You know, I thank God for Superman. Superman really made me tough. Because as I'm bringing this word to you, The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. You don't need to die like humans. You have lived too long among the wrong folks. That is the problem. You have to renew your mind with the word of God. So when the doctor comes and says to you that and that is wrong, cancer has grabbed you, you're gonna die in 6 weeks, you say, me never. Because I haven't got the same life as those that died in me. I've got a different life in me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Hey, Pagati, mama. It's inside of me. That's why I live a different life. That's why I live a different life. I don't live. Can they take more? You have to renew your mind. James said that. You have to renew your mind. Some of you are struggling financially, unnecessary. Some of you are struggling in your bodies, unnecessary. You are struggling, unnecessary. You say, what do you mean unnecessary? Are you mad? No. If you're born again, you've got a different life in you. Why don't you learn more about this life that is in you and put to practice what is inside of you? Put to practice what is inside of you. You just heard that rhapsody, will Jesus find faith when he comes back? It is not, you are not ordinary. Say, I'm not ordinary. Say, I'm not ordinary. If you're born again, you must renew your mind now, because maybe you're still thinking like an ordinary person. You must think like God's child. You must start acting like God's child. Bosari barababande. He says, it's not a promise about this spirit. It's a fact, a vital reality, now that the Holy Spirit lives in you. He, the Holy Ghost, is the life of your physical body, this human body. The life in it is not the blood. Oh, dear God, can they catch this? The life in it is that spirit that lives in it. Maybe you got diagnosed with an incurable disease. Speak the word. How do you activate that spirit? The spirit is there. How do you activate it? Because you have to activate it. If I take a bottle of Coke, you know Coke, not Coke. Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, and you put it down here, it's got no power in it. You can open the cap and it will go shoo, and you can pour it in a glass. But then that same bottle of Coke, you take it and you shake it. Have you ever caught someone like that? Yeah. You shake that bottle and you put it there. If that man or woman opens that bottle and that power gets released, you can put your mouth over it. It blows you up like a balloon and it just comes out. That power must get released somewhere. Listen, the power is inside of you as in that bottle of Coca-Cola. So how do you activate that power? Speak the word until the divine life in you gains the upper hand. You speak the word. You pray in tongues and you speak the word of God. That's how you activate that power. The power is not working for many of you because you don't activate it. Say, I'm a power activator. With faith in your heart, keep saying, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and has invigorated, energized my body. And then you say, I refuse to be sick. I walk in divine health. That is how, that is your part. He has done his part. The Spirit lives in you. Now you have to do your part.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.